There's a girl by the name of Stacy Moxon or Stacy Myers. It's a girl that worked at the Inn base. They said she committed suicide. She was electrocuted to death in a high voltage transformer vault. Well, somebody told me that she left a note. So it wasn't actually an accident. The church make it basically saying it was an accident. She went in to save a squirrel or something. And and believe me, no one at the Inn base is worried about any squirrels, okay?
Right.
But that's the way they played it off, as that she was this, you know, nature loving girl who wanted to make sure the squirrel wasn't hurt, and then she slipped on some oil. No, she went in there and she grabbed the vault. That's what happened.
Well, that Why did that happen?
Because she wasn't allowed to leave the property to go see her husband and her family. And she wasn't being allowed to go. She was basically being held captive there, like every other person at the Inn base. But she was new to the Inn base, and she'd only been there for a few months. And she was basically like, I can't take this anymore. And she even threatened and told other people that she was depressed, and she was separated from her husband, who worked in Los Angeles. Okay, well, her own father is one of the lead litigation attorneys for the church, Ken Moxon. And he still fights for the church, even though that happened to his daughter. And he doesn't even know that there was a note. But he still fights for the church. His daughter is dead because she wasn't allowed to go down and see them. And anybody that was connected with that, anybody who made the press releases, anybody who was there, all of those people are gone. They're no longer there. Ken Hoden, at the time, was the public relations officer for Golden Era Productions. Shortly thereafter, he was shipped off. So that if any further inquiries were done, he's gone. We don't know what happened. Ken knew, and Ken's no longer here.